her room on the 37th floor. Linda had floated away in a sea of singing lights and perfumed caresses, floated away out of space, out of time, out of the prison of her memories, her habits, her aged and bloated body. And Tomakin, ex-director of hatcheries and conditioning, Tomakin was still on holiday from humiliation and pain, in a world where he could not hear those words, that derisive laughter, could not see that hideous face, feel those moist and flabby arms around his neck, in a beautiful world. "What you need," the savage went on, "is something with tears for a change. Nothing costs enough here."
$12.5 million, Henry Foster had protested when the savage told him that. $12.5 million, that's what the new conditioning center cost, not a cent less. Exposing what is mortal and unsure to all that fortune, death and danger dare, even for an eggshell. Isn't there something in that?" he asked, looking up at Mustafa Mond. "Quite apart from God, though of course God would be a reason for it, isn't there something in living dangerously?"
"There's a great deal in it," the controller replied. "Men and women must have their adrenals stimulated from time to time."
"What?"
questioned the savage, uncomprehending.
"It's one of the conditions of perfect health. That's why we've made the VPS treatment compulsory."
"VPS?"
"Violent passion surrogate. Regularly once a month. We flood the whole system with adrenaline. It's the complete physiological equivalent of fear and rage.